Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What up, Lushy?
Lushy on the radio.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Welcome to Lush Radio Online. This ain't no local show, Joe, we worldwide. Say hello to the truth and goodbye to them flu gas stations you think cool. 347-862-7722. And all you any artists, come on through if you got what it takes. Every Friday from 7 to 8, tune in and don't be late. We play the hits off the break. Record it with your galaxies and iPad like we deal with the tapes. We leave lanes with scars. Lush tangle with the stars. I'm so out of this world like I spit a flame on Mars. My mind is clear, my vision is clear. I can drive with my eyes closed and perfectly stare. I'm on the radio with Lush and I'm getting paper. When you see me, it's all love, but I'm hearing you a hater. You can't hurt me, it's slurpy. You play RoboCop and end up like Murphy. It's Lushy, Lushy, Lush on the radio. Stay tuned for a crazy show. Sure. You just officially got stamped. What they say, you already know. Caught it, yeah. Lushy, Lush, Lushy, Lush, Lush on the radio. Gone.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And it's Friday, and we're all over live, man. And we about to turn up. We got a whole bunch of crazy artists and producers live in the building, man. It's going to be live tonight, man. And we got a couple of recaps. Y'all already know what it is. We're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment. And we're doing our thing. There's a lot of things that went on this past couple of weeks. Big shout out to Floyd Mayweather. He won that fight. So big shout out to him, man. He getting money. Doesn't matter. If he's getting money, he don't have to read. As he says. So shout out to Floyd getting that money. And shout out for that close to $80 pay-per-view just to watch him fight over the past week. So you know what I'm saying? Anybody who actually had it at their house definitely got to come up because they were paying that money for it. Also, shout out to Class of 99. They had their class reunion 15 years. Shout out to them. They definitely doing their thing. And also, my man Nick Cannon, I don't know if he's going through a midlife crisis or he's going through the situation with divorcing his wife, but my man walks out with $2 million diamond shoes. Who does that? But they said if you got it, you can flaunt it and do your thing. So shout out to Nick Cannon for them $2 million shoes. Don't walk around the hood with them joints because you might get your head clapped. Y'all know what it is. That's Radio Online, live in the building. Zan movie comes out October the 10th, and they're going to have another screening going down at Gallery Place hosted by Celebrity T, along with also Trey Wheat of Erotic Liqueur. So it's going to be going down, and that's going to be October 11th at Gallery Place. Don't forget to get your tickets because it's going down. Also this past week, your girl, Lushy Lush, myself, got my award. Yeah, we said that we were going over there and we were asking for your votes, and I went and got my award out there in L.A., for social media internet personality. And it was a humbling experience, a wonderful experience just to meet all the people that I looked up to in hip-hop in general. I mean, from Charlie Baltimore to Sparky D to the Brat, which is one of my favorite rappers. And along with that, just all the media that came out. Shout out to Shy, who is the owner of Underground Girls of Hip-Hop. They did a wonderful job putting it together. Jocelyn Hernandez, Stevie J, it was so many celebrities, it was star-studded, and, it was just a wonderful thing, and shout-out to everybody that we met out in Hollywood, it was just a great, humbling experience, so you can check out some pictures on the recap at www.luxuryonline.com, check out for the new video, and a couple of interviews out there. Shout-out to my boy DJ Hustle out there on the west side for the interviews, and all of the media outlets that definitely showed that love. Also, big happy birthday to our guy, Rodney Perry, who showed us mad love. His birthday was this past week. And also, big shout-out to Tiana Smalls. She had her birthday this past week also. is Virgo season. Shout out to her. And also, shout out to Micheline Bowman at Meet Me Mondays. It was another wonderful event. I received another award for Black Wall Street. So it's just been a crazy week this past week. And we're going to have some great guests tonight. And I just hope you're prepared. We got a great producer. This guy is going to be doing a live beat live on the show. So I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's going to go down tonight on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. And also we got some other things going on. We have a great artist, Trey Johnson, who's also going to be here. And we also have our boy Fame. That was brought to us by Trey Davenport of Trey Day PR. So he's going to be coming into the show live tonight. And a big shout out to Ransville Jones for definitely coming in and helping us out, setting this up the show at Deja Vu Records Entertainment. And right now we're about to go ahead and we're going to go into a quick interview in a few minutes. And I'm going to go ahead and play some music and we'll be right back. And also big shout out to DJ Eclipse, who's on the ones and twos out here, our special guest DJ. And you already know how he does on the ones and twos, so we're going to turn up tonight. So you already know what it is. I'm going to go ahead and play some Banji, and we'll be right back. Lush Radio Online.
Hey, man, I'm so Banji.
I need everybody out here to give me this Banji movement. So crazy.
Man, I'm so Banji.
Charade.
I'm Banji. I'm fancy. I'm so fine, I can't stand me. You just a nominee, baby, I'm a Grammy. I'm so hot, y'all better come stand me. Y'all chicks better listen so you think about dissing. I got a crew of girls and we always on a mission. When we come through the club, pumping and pissing, we dipping, no pissing, there will be no air kissing. Call me a diva. If you got a girl, but I can make him leave her. Oval needs somebody like a 2 liter. Me and my crew will fight and we'll read ya. Yes, up and down. Check me out, look up and down. Baby, I run the war, I run this town. I write and spell, you write in Greyhound. Where did this chick come from? Where did this bitch come from? Acting like she number one. Ow, I'm done.
Banji,
we so Banji.
Banji.
Got another one.
Banji.
Hey, man, I'm so Banji.
Get him up.
Man, I'm so Banji. B-A-N-J-I.
Look at the faces, just openness. Up in the booth is how I spit. Tell them haters pull up and sit. Ain't that the truth? Yep, I'm the beast. We in the club and we bump into this. Banji bass, twisting our hips. The boys be on them when we twisting our hips. Look at that bug. Bugaboo. Look at that muck. Vodka tonic, toss it up. We not told, we can back that up. Yeah, you got an attitude. Cause I just took your food. He went away. And I don't even wanna see your face. Face, I'm really fake and you just taking the bait. And when I'm up in the place, it's your taste. Yeah, they wanna taste the cake, the milkshake. You better move out of my way, ain't got no time for the snake. I don't have any time for you. Why would I ever address you?
That don't be too perfect, the way that she working. She moving and twerking, we swagging, we surfing.
Oh, man, I'm so Banji.
Got another one, baby. It's Jersey's very own.
Oh, man, I'm so Banji. Man, I'm so Banji.
Shout out to Sharada. Let's move. So Banji. So Banji. So Banji.
Just turn up, because I need some turn up. Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building, man. And we're going to turn up in a few minutes. We're going to go ahead and go with the artist, Trey Johnson. He's going to be sitting here live with me. We're going to be talking about what's going on with him in the music business. I actually met him at Eddie Kane's event going down, The Connect. And I definitely was wowed by his performance. And we said, you know, go ahead. We're going to go ahead and have him live on the show with us tonight. He totally looks different today and stuff. No bandana and stuff. I'm like, you look like a college student, man.
Just got off work.
Oh, okay. You look real studious right now.
Thank you. That's a good thing, right?
I was like, wow, okay. He just transformed on me. Yeah, I was like, are you the same guy?
When in Rome, you do what the Romans do, right?
Exactly.
I play my part.
So talk to us. What basically inspired you to get into the music industry?
Music has been in me since since birth. My dad was a DJ. He was in the military, so.
Cool.
He was in
what
part? Well, he's in the Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ex-military, ex-army, though.
Oh, sorry to hear
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to keep moving. So, music and creating music from other sounds was always in me.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time for me to grow up and I was more into the production side, I mean, he let me use his computer, and then eventually he bought me his own computer because I was using up all his space making beats and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just kind of evolved from there. And it was like, my dad, he didn't really let me, like, when he came home and I was sitting back watching TV, he kind of yelled at me. When I wasn't getting stuff done, he kind of yelled at me, like, yo, what are you doing? But when I make music, he didn't bother me. So it was like, it became like a everyday thing, like, okay, my dad's not going to yell at me if I'm in here making music. So, I mean, it became more of, like, I just want to make music. It became more of, like, a part of me. This is what I do. This is what I come home every day from school, and I do because my dad's not going to yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a part of my lifestyle. And, like, certain things I'm not interested in because of him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm always want to make my music better, and people, like, I let people hear it, and they're like, yo, I like that. So it inspires me to want to make more. And 25 now, just turned 25 this Wednesday.
Oh, so, I mean, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. So, I mean, it just evolved from there. And, I mean, I've grown to love it.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown to love the creativity part of it, the being the artist part of it. I mean, the people it brings, like connecting with people through something you sit there and make
mm-hmm.
in your bedroom, something you sit there and make in the studio, and you can bring people together and they enjoy it.
What inspires you?
What inspired me? Pretty much getting off my ass and doing something. Like,
okay.
Doing something. I mean, like, I used to try to imitate, like, Manny Fresh when Cash Money was out. Jay-Z was a big influence. I mean, all your big names pretty much influenced me, but that slowly evolved into my own style.
Okay. Now, your project and things that you're working on right now, tell us what's new with you, the movement, producers you're working with, and things like that.
Production-wise, I'm pretty much sticking to my production because I produce too. But moves I'm making, I'm about to drop my mixtape Furlo Fridays. I actually just put some songs on YouTube for my birthday. And so I just came from Miami with Coast to Coast and just trying to promote through outlets like that.
Okay.
They here to help me promote. So I'm trying to use everything that comes to the city, everything that's already into the city to promote me, to promote my next album entitled Furlo Friday.
Definitely. And shout out to Coast to Coast, my little brother, Lil Fats, Nick, and
sir.
All that. You already know what it is. I'm a Coast to Coast DJ, so.
Okay.
Squad. You already know what it is, so.
Squad.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I saw you perform, I mean, you had stage presence, and you were very humble. You didn't sound like a typical DMV artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of shy away from the typical DMV artist because it just starts getting, like, redundant over and over and the same thing over and over again. So, I mean, it was definitely a great performance you did. You wowed me because I don't like a lot of artists, honestly. I really don't. So you definitely did a great job. And I like your song, Go Girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're going to go ahead and go to that song
And
find that in the arsenal. And we're going to go ahead and play that. And I think I do have it. Because my switchboard is acting real stupid right now.
Take your time.
Yeah. So, but I do have it right here. It's called Go Girl. And I think you guys will enjoy it. So it's your girl, Let's Dive in the Building. And we're with your boy, Trey Johnson. You want to go ahead and introduce this joint right now?
Yes, sir. Right now, it's my single off of Very Much Alive entitled Go Girl. It's for everybody to love the party.
You already know what it is.
Go girl, You gon' turn this mother out. Turn this mother out. You gon' turn this mother out. Turn this mother out. You gon' turn this mother out. Turn this mother out. You gon' turn it out. Turn it out. What's up, girl? You had it. I got a black coupe in the top of list. What you got planned for later? What's your options? What's your hypothesis? I'm bullshit. I ain't got you wanna ride home, better ride this. I still got a buzz from pregame, man. I can hear what you say and use body language. Feeling on your lifting up your dress. You looking back at me and I'm like, why yes? Singing all loud, hands in the sky. Grab my keys if you ready to ride. It's your birthday, no candlelight. No cake be blowing on blunt tonight. No care in the world, sweating out your curls. Everybody watching and all they singing is go girl. Go girl, go girl, go girl, go girl, go girl, go girl. You gon' turn this mother out, turn this mother out. You gon' turn this mother out, turn this mother out. You gon' turn this mother out, turn this mother out. You gon' turn it out, turn it out. Damn, girl, it's like the third phone. I'm looking like I'm cuffing, let me move on. My clique still trying to get their groove on. Plus, I think I lost my phone. I'm looking out crazy, staring at the ground. My dog walked up, said, let's get another round. I'm telling mine, while we walking to the bar. He like, yo, didn't you leave that shit up in the car? Oh, but yo, peep this shit. I'm mad cause I can't even sweep this shit. That's ever toast, it's the weekend shit. Man, it's party crazy, every drink that shit. Yes, as we proceed. Yeah, kitty, kitty, won't you come to me? I ain't trying to beg, I just wanted to. She turned around and said, there no hands. What you in? Go girl. 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 You gon' turn this mother out. Turn this mother out. You gon' turn this mother out. Turn this mother out. You gon' turn this mother out. Mother out, you go turn it out, turn it out. I can tell by how you move that you've been.
If you're worried about where I've been, oh, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you're worried about where I've been, oh,
we used to live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that don't matter when I get home. Get out of through letter phone. Whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, yeah. Thinking me when you rhyme, and don't be listening. back. Could be that cool cat that's whispering. She trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity. I deal with the real, so if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and lives come in. That's where the drama begins.
What club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. And you worry my way, I've been a whole lot. What club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. And you worry my way, I've been a whole lot. What club I went to with my homies, they say don't worry, you know that you got me. And you
Okay, technical difficulties. This is live radio, so, you know, anything goes down. We're live in the building, your girl, Leshy Lesh. You Got Me, featuring Erykah Badu and The Roots. Definitely a real sexy song, one of my favorites. I love The Roots. I think they should come back with another album. And speaking of albums, Chris Brown just dropped his album called X, and he definitely has a lot of lovely, lovely music on that. But you know who he went up against, though? Barbara Streisand. She actually outdid him in numbers. Yes, Barbara Streisand outdid him in numbers. So, you know, I love you, Chris, but, you know, Barbara Streisand is a legend out here. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you should have picked another day to drop your album, you know. Barbara's like the white Michael Jackson for some people, you know. So shout out to Barbara Streisand and Chris Brown, both dropping their albums this week. So we're right back with our boy Trey Live, you know. So all those over there, you know, just erase everything I said about the other name, you know, Trey Live.
No doubt.
You know, he's looking very dapper today. You know,
thank you,
totally
thank
different,
you
know, switcheroo on me.
Fresh off of work.
So, what are we looking for? Like, concerts, events, videos? What are we looking for right now?
All of those.
Coming
for Trey. It's a lot coming up, man. I mean, just beats in your head till you realize it. I mean, not in a bad way. I mean, just keep putting myself out there, keep putting my music out there. Videos. Shows, definitely October 12th, I got a show at Treehouse, 20-minute set. I mean, if you're an indie artist, you know how important it is for you to get over 5 to 7 minutes.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a 20-minute set, so this says a lot. And
they love you.
Shout out to Lyricist Anonymous for having me. I think I was chosen amongst a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I really appreciate that, so shout out to them. So once again, October 12th at Treehouse, 20-minute set, so it that should be good. And other than that, we're just trying to keep moving. Anything else that pops up, whether it's shout out to Eddie Kane, whether it's shout out to DMV Life, I mean, anything else that pops up, I mean, we're definitely trying to be in the building.
Definitely. Advice that you would give the youth out there that's trying to get into the music industry?
Youth that's trying to get into the music industry, stay in school. I mean, that's my advice. I mean, I stayed in school, and I graduated college, and I got a good job, and I'm still able to be here at a radio station with you.
Oh, you graduated college? What did you study?
Business management.
I'm doing the same thing. Oh, I got a girlfriend class.
Thank you.
For real. Definitely appreciate,
I mean,
that.
It's stay focused with music. That's your passion. Follow your passion. Never lose that. But at the same time, you got to pay your bills, man.
You got to
pay your bills.
We gotta give them some more applause. I just love when people are in school and doing their thing. And the crowd goes wild. They love them. Real talk. Like, it's not easy going to work and going to school. It's not easy. I'm like, my teacher right now is getting on my nerves. Shout out to my teacher who's not trying to give me a break right now. You know what?
Now, that means you got to work twice as hard for something you really want.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I definitely salute you. And, you know, I just wish nothing but success and everything that you got going on. And if you could work with anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
Prince.
Prince?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. That's always the answer to that question, man. Prince is a genius, man.
Prince, Purple Rain.
Genius.
You got an afro now.
Mm.
Prince.
Prince got music.
Formerly known as Prince. I just watched Purple Rain the other day. I was like, dang, you pretty. Get on my nerves, you so pretty, man. God. Don't look him directly in the eyes. You might hypnotize, challenge him. Like Charlie Murphy said, search against the blouse. Then he asked him for pancakes. Charlie Murphy, would you like some pancakes? At the end of the day, well, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Don't forget calling at 347-826-7722. And right now, next to us, because you're still going to stay here live with us, Jay Live, because we're going to have you do some experimental stuff right here, man.
What's up?
We got a hot producer in the building.
Huh?
And I make sure I'm saying it right. If I don't, you know what I'm saying, just tap me. Is Castillo?
Casito
Del Fresco.
There you go.
Is in the building. He's a super hot producer doing his thing. He's about to do a live beat for us, live on a show. And my man J Live is going to go in.
All right.
Trey.
Trey.
I said Trey.
T-R-E.
I didn't say Trey.
L-I-V-E.
Trey. It's a crazy day, eh? It's live radio.
What's up, what you want, bro? You want some trap?
Turn up.
Whatever you throw. You need some smooth shit? Oh, can I curse?
We try to keep a PG-13.
Okay, I'm sorry. Some smoothness. Give me something smooth then, man. Give me something smooth, man. Something I can think about. What you on right now? Huh? You know this right now? Okay.
I got you.
Huh? Turn up.
Huh? While he tried this song on the beat, tried this song on speech, I gave you love the thing, homie, this is all I need. And I don't keep it clear, I'm gonna keep it going, and I don't keep it going, but I'm gonna keep it going. I don't know the first time, but I'm hollering out.
Back to that old church, back to my auntie, y'all, it was so worth it.
It was all for a purpose, did it on purpose. I made it here, up from working. I mean, I'm working like 9 to 5. I come home and rap, that's my 5 to 9. I'm never sleeping, no. I'm never sleeping, no. Even if I'm sleeping, I'm still dreaming. Just to wake up and go get it, I just wake up and then I spit it just to get everything I want. It's on top like fitted, but yo, this shit is fitting. Hold on. I curse, but I'ma keep on spitting. Cause this is how I'm living, I mean. I go back to my pad, and my mama said I would have. If I did this, this, and this, now I go to the studio and they wanted this, this, and this. And I'm like, yo.
Hold on.
This is my life, boss.
Yeah.
This is me. This is my life. This is me,
So we got the hot new stuff right here. Exclusive Rams D. Who does that? And Trey was over there staying real live on top of that high beat right now.
Wow.
It's your girl, she looks live in the building. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Now, my man, you was doing some real ill beats right there, man. What kind of equipment you got over here, man?
So, currently I'm using a Native Instruments machine. You know, just one piece of the puzzle. You know, I got a couple other pieces I use, but it's just my performance gear, so.
Okay. So you could do a whole live performance and doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm actually got a show coming up, Soundwave Selection, Smith Commons. It's going to be this upcoming Thursday, Smith Commons on 8th Street, free event. A lot of dope artists, especially, you know what I'm saying, anybody want indie, want to come network. You definitely here. We're going to crank out. So I got a nice little 20 minutes. I'll give you some sweet.
Definitely, definitely.
You going to make beats for 20 minutes? Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
What's up, man? No stop.
Hey, DJ Chris, what you think about that joint, DJ Chris? Oh, he's going to the back. My bad. okay. That's what it is, man. But that joint was hot, man. Definitely.
Appreciate it.
You got, you going to plug in the show that you're DJ, doing an event at?
Yeah. You said just plug that joint pretty much.
Tell them what it's about.
So that show is going to be hosted by my man, part of Bombay Knox, named Calico Dreams. So it's going to be me, a couple other people on off the top of my head, to be brutally honest. But it's a lot of smooth indie artists. It's going to be people of different flavors, different artist styles. A lot of like new wave type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Something different, blending the hip hop with the trap, with the rap, with the EDM, everything. So I'm definitely going to try to give people a nice rounded show. Got some samples, some smooth, some trap. Some EDM dance, like, whatever you need, you got you.
Okay, so, Casito, right?
Casito, thank you.
Oh, I did it right, okay. Casito, so, tell us what inspired you to get into beat making and, you know, just making sound.
Yeah, so pretty much, been rapping since I've been in, like, fifth grade, writing rhymes on napkins, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
After a while, it was just...
On napkins, though. That's
real. That's real life, you know? You spitting
rhymes. Don't let it get wet, though.
Yeah, and you'd be mad. you ain't got no backup. Ain't no hard drive. Anyway, after a while, you know what I'm saying, it got really hard trying to find beats, find instrumentals, because back then, it was just MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just end up looping beats to using tape decks, trying to use beat machines, all types of things. But I've been doing it for a long time, so it's a long time coming.
Definitely. And if you can work with any producer, beat maker out here, who would it be? Like your ultimate?
That's a hard question. I'm
Trey Live, man.
I'm politically going to say Trey Live because that's my man, Sonny Grant, right now. I got to plug that real quick. But, damn, that's a hard question, man. Seriously. Dead or alive, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. I'm going to say Bob Marley, man.
Wow.
Because he's visionary. Not because it's genre music, but because he has a vision and knows how to connect to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing in the game right now to me.
Wow. That's epic right there. Definitely. And his music definitely touched the whole entire world. It wasn't just like... It just transcended through decades.
Yeah, timeless music.
Yes.
I think that's legendary, you know what I mean? That's what makes it legend.
Definitely. So, okay, so what's some up with some new projects? What's going on with you? Projects, videos, visuals, what's going on?
So I'm actually a part of a bigger live beat group called Interloop
okay.
Records. We have an album coming out called Silk Road. Can't give you too many details about it, but that's dropping October 31st. It's actually a documentary beat album.
Oh, wow. That's different.
It's crazy. It's real crazy.
I never heard of that before.
So, y'all think I'm wild? It's me and two other dudes that's better than me all doing live shit.
Wow.
Liveness, excuse me.
Where is that going to be at?
The first show is going to be October 31st.
Okay.
The venue yet to be announced, but I definitely will make sure.
Yeah, let us know that info.
Definitely, you can follow us on the internet and you'll definitely find us. But besides that, it's a lot of other things to the side. We got some projects working on some stuff with Visto.
Okay.
Rob Regal, formerly known as Lyricist.
Okay.
Some other little small drinks, like got a Chasing Cash drink coming. Can't think of it off the top of my head, sorry. But several little projects off the side, but the biggest thing is Silk Road. I'm pushing that. And I'm going to be doing my own solo B project. I have one. I made a B project called Black. It's a B album themed after black exploitation films.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a drink coming out called Blacker in April. That's going to be pretty much like the sequel to Next Generation after black exploitation. All black films, references, quotes, music samples.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, you got a lot of people that some people don't know how to differentiate the difference between a beat maker and a producer. You know, what is your definition of a beat maker and a producer?
I think a beat maker is someone who can just make an instrumental. I'm going to make something for you to rap on. A producer is someone who has a vision for a song. I can imagine what it sounds like, what it's going to be like, with vocals, how it's going to change, because a lot of times people make beats, it's so stationary, cut and copy and paste dry, it's not a real song. You just have a track, you don't have a song. So,
definitely. And some, what? Give me two do's and don'ts in regards to people that are trying to get into beat making, just starting off.
Two do's for you. That's the first thing that's come up in my head was just network. Network. Like my man said, college is very important. I think on the same token, you have to network, especially when you're in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you're going to meet people that's going to go places that you're not going to go. The second do is I would say do have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be like a golden era hip-hop man, like thinking you're going to make people go back in time. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to change for real. You got to be able to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
As far as don'ts, I would say, don't be over-eager.
Mm-hmm.
Do research. Take time. Get opinions. I know a lot of producers who, for example, they'll just jump into something working with somebody and just F up their drive, F up their music, F up their career almost. Just take your time. Take a deep breath. Just production stuff takes patience. So be patient.
Definitely. And to both of you guys, if people want to check you guys on social media, how do they go about doing that?
Instagram, Twitter, TRE_LIVE, or the easier way, just Google me, TRE_LIVE. Everything will pop up from the YouTube, Facebook, website, TreyLive.com. I'm on there.
Go ahead, babe.
And just
don't beat Trey.
I'm just Twitter, Instagram, Casito Del Fresco, CASITODEL Fresco. No website, but I got a SoundCloud, same thing. Just like mine said, just Google it. It'll autocorrect. Yeah.
I like that Del Fresco. It just feels fresh. Like I'm opening up a can of something just Del Fresco.
Right. I might have to make my commercial.
Well, I like it, you know.
Sponsored by Lush.
Del Fresco. I like it. But, you know, we're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment. And we got a couple of things that happened this past week. So, apparently, Amber Rose got signed to Nick Cannon's management company, and he already got it set up with a book deal and a TV show. What's your thoughts on that?
I was say, what does she do? I thought she was a stripper. I mean, hey, twerking is a career nowadays, you know?
Hey, obviously.
But I heard she got a song out, and I honestly haven't listened to it, but that's crazy, man. Money makes money. So.
I'm lost on that one.
DJ Cliff, your thoughts on that? Yeah, it's supposed to be a fashion show or something like that.
You got the track?
Yeah.
Exactly. But I'm like, yo, she was like, she just had a baby by Wiz Khalifa. I mean, Wiz Khalifa money ain't long, so you know what I'm saying? She got to get some type of money. You know what I'm saying?
Longer
so,
than mine.
I know that was a lot, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that hurt.
We them boys, but you know what I'm saying? She got to get her own money, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is with them rappers. Tiger just ditched China, so you know what I'm saying? That long devil don't last long. So you better get your own money out here in this game.
Yeah.
You know.
So,
and how y'all feel about Nick Cannon's $2 million shoes?
He got some $2 million shoes out?
Yes, diamond shoes.
I mean, everything is a business. Depends on how you want to market it.
Yeah, if you can market some $2 million shoes, hey, by all means,
no,
go
it's
store,
not.
Like,
he just wore them custom made for himself. He just wore them just to wear them.
Oh, that means.
Yeah. Who wears $2 million shoes, though?
It ain't tricking if you got it. I hope his show check was better than that. Something came along good. He checked the mail, got a good check in the mail. Like, shit.
Yes, sir.
seriously though, real talk. Hey, Nick Cannon, I mean, he's a businessman, so at least he bought something that didn't depreciate value too much.
Definitely. And how do y'all feel about? Because some people have mixed feelings about this Floyd Mayweather fight. What your thoughts on it?
I think it was a good fight. I mean, everybody know Floyd Mayweather gonna do what Floyd Mayweather came to do.
Hey.
And he did it.
And he getting money.
And you can't be mad at that.
Hey. Play the sprinkle a little bit. Sprinkle me, baby. Sprinkle me, baby.
Man.
Sprinkle some on our side. Real talk.
Yeah.
And what else was going on in the news? We had some other things going on. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, man, that's lovely, man. That's great, man. I love Rockefeller, man.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Rock, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you mean to tell me Jay-Z, Dame Dash, Freeway, Beans, all I'm getting back to him and everything?
I don't know. We'll see, because they're kind of bitter over there, man.
This dude
is, like, bitter, man. Like,
we'll see.
He doing anything to get some limelight right now. He's crazy. he acting like a crack fiend right now, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a lot of knowledge, but he's bitter, so I don't know about all that right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, big shout-out to Jocelyn Hernandez. Like, I know most of the time we don't understand what she's saying, and she's always like, dee, you know what I'm saying? But we actually, me and Sandra, when we went to L.A. to the Female Hip Hop Honor, shout-out to them, we actually got an honor to see them perform live. I never knew Stevie could sing really good, and he could play so many different. I thought he was Prince on stage. He was playing the guitar, right? And she came out and did a wonderful performance, and I was impressed. Yo, you came out there with the coat. This joint called Danger Zone or something. I was like, yo, he's very talented. We got to witness it, and he can sing. But he needs to stop taking off that jacket, though, and showing it. I'm like, stop taking your shirt off. Like, is you in a strip club? But Jocelyn did her thing, and her butt is big in person, for real. I was like, oh, Jocelyn, okay. It was nice. I said, she's short, though. She ain't as tall as I thought she was. She's short. But she was actually cool. So I don't know if they put depict people, like, in a certain way because of ratings. But she was not as irate as what people say she is, seeing her in person. So I was fooled. So I didn't know what was going on. And another thing that was in the news, you also have the whole Adrian. What is it, Adrian Peterson. I mean, you have Ray Rice.
NFL is crazy.
What is going on with the NFL, people? What are we doing? Like, do you want to just eliminate the whole sport? Like, what's going on? They can't get it right.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's crazy, man, because, like, socially, you can see the power of social voice now. Because you think, like, all right, Ray Rice had a suspension or whatever. Like, these people had these suspensions. A lot of times, they got off with it. But nowadays, the social media is now, like, encouraging these people to act and do different things where they didn't before. So, and I mean, for me, it's like, I don't think people like Ray Rice and Peterson, they don't understand. Once you make it to that point, you have a certain amount of social responsibility, and that's why you're getting the things that you're getting handed to you, because everybody is looking at you, and you've got a responsibility to keep that intact, man.
Definitely. And you're chiming on that, DJ Eclipse.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. thing is, like, yo, we all got beat with switches. I'm African. We got beat with everything.
My daddy would have caught one, too.
Like, come on. Like, I mean, come on. Like I said, I mean, I don't condone abuse, but there's difference between punishing and personal situations. And it's like they're making a whole mockery of the NFL right now. And they're crucifying this guy, Ray Rice. I mean, he came forth and told him, if you already passed judgment already, why would you switch it up? Legally, I don't think that that's fair. You know, you totally fired him from the whole, from the whole association. But the thing about it, you had other people that did worse things, and they're still playing. So I don't feel that this person, and I'm not saying that I'm a woman, but I'm just looking at the legal aspect of it. It does not make sense. You're crucifying this man. And yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's a catch 22. It's ridiculous, and I think that they need to, you know, find some kind of, you know, resolution to this situation, man. Also, another thing, on another note, a new video dropped. Big booty. Booty, booty, booty. J-Lo and Iggy Azalea putting booties on top of each other's booties. And they look kind of soft, and they're greasy and stuff. I don't know what J-Lo's trying to do. Isn't she like 50 or something? Or she's like ancient, right?
No, I'm looking if you got it.
Hey, they said that old booty is good booty, though.
That
you know
money,
what I'm saying? Get that old booty.
Yeah, make that money.
You already know what it is. If you haven't seen the video, it's a lot of booty and a lot of booty shaking. It's some twerking.
Get on.
So we went from anaconda to booty. So check it out. You get double booty in one video. That's your girl, Leslie Love, in the building. And we all the way turned up. Also, big shout out to Yandy Smith Drink Erotic Liquor. We had a wonderful time with them at their first anniversary in Richmond, Virginia at Club Vanquish. And we were able to talk to her. And it's just a lot of wonderful things going on. So we're going to go ahead, and we're going to also have another artist live in the building called Fame. And we're going to see if he can flow off some beats, too. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And we're going live in the building. We're going to go ahead and go into a mix for a man, DJ Eclipse. Dang. Where the football thing at?
It's a reunion for them too, right?
You said what?
It's a reunion for both of them.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Congrats, man.
I don't ever know. We just put people together.
Yeah,
we don't know what's going on.
You saying some more money?
You get up. What do you
want to do? Do a cipher now?
You want to do a cipher? Someone got to do it without a mic.
You can get close to me, it's all good. I need some sugar in my life.
Come on, boy, come get it.
My man was a I got the jungle dress, so. Voice, man. Who is this guy? I know this. Like that's half. She's like, she's
I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 shout out to the legends and the greats that paved the way for us to do what we do out here. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. Your man Trey Lives, B-Day, is going down at Rose Bar. You better come through and support your dude. You already know what it is. Your girl Lushy Lush, man. Now we got your man Fame.
Yes, I'm in the building.
In the building, man.
Radio, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure, and this was brought to us by Trey Davenport, Trey Day PR. You know, we had a chance to run into my sis in L.A. at the Female Hip Hop Honors, and she was like, yo, I better have you on the show, or she was going to fight me. I was like, I got you, son.
Trey rides for her.
For real. She go hard for her clients, though. I appreciate her. She's definitely a good PR. She's good at what she does. So, you know, what inspired you to get into the game, man?
Honestly, just, you know, growing up and mimicking and liking what I hear, like, different artists. And I think for a long time I was, like, inspired by, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony and Tupac. Just a lot of classic hip-hop and then Nas and Jay. But then, you know, as hip-hop evolved, I was interested in more. But it actually had a turn of events where I lost my mom. And I always kind of wrote, but I would rap for my sister, but I decided to write a song about it.
You did a Dear Mama over the freeway joint, right?
I did Dear Mama over close.
Beanie Siegel joint. Okay, yeah.
And that kind of, once I did that and got a reaction, I kind of was like, yeah, I think I can do this. But, you know, you kind of, you play around with it and you don't validate yourself. Once you first start, you don't really have the confidence. And I think over time when people just kept saying, you know, you should really be serious about it. I think one day I made another song, and it was just kind of like, okay, I think I'm good enough. I want to do it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, listening to your music, and then you have a collective group of people also, just like the young man, our producer here today. And you have a whole group of people, and you actually, I heard in one of your interviews, you said the people that inspire you are actually your peers.
Yeah.
And stuff that doing, because you have like wonderful singers and other MCs that rock in your clique, and tell me about that whole movement you guys got going on.
I mean, and the ironic part is I mentioned three people because you can't list all of your hip hop friends, but he would have fallen in that category when I say and more because he works with G2 and like all of us kind of
the young man
that same
in
market.
The building.
It's just that I mean honestly. When you start surrounding yourself around talented people, and that's why I say my peers, it drives you to just be better. Like, you know, he may hear me and be like, God, I want to give you this beat. And then he'll give me a beat, and I'll go over that beat. And then we just made this great thing because we both were just inspired by each other's work. So,
exactly.
And it's the same with them. They're so good that I may think I got the hottest song in the world and then go sit in one of their sessions and say, and back to that drawing.
Yeah.
And we just all inspire each other. It's like, it's friendly competition, but it's
mm-hmm.
it's like it just drives us to just go harder because at the end of the day, we're competing with, you know, the majors. It's not really us necessarily. Like, it's a competitive sport, but we're competing with, you know, Drake, Jeezy, everybody. So, you know, you got to go hard. Like, if you want to really be seen, it takes that much effort to get to that forefront for somebody to actually care that your name is on the same page as somebody that they've, you know, already been checking for.
How do you describe your sound?
You know, I don't really have a description for it. I just think it's a blend of, you know, I like to switch up my flows a lot, but it's a blend of just people like to say, oh, he's kind of hip-hop. I don't really like that term necessarily because I just think I just rap real life. And if you had to put me in a genre of group or lane, I guess I would fall in. I'm not even going to do that. Let one of my peers do that for me, because I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, can I tell you what I get from your music? Me watching your music and stuff, I almost get the mix, because I'm a poet myself, so I get the whole poetry flow, too, and then you do the hip-hop thing, so it's kind of like a mix. You kind of remind me of a little, like, a Lupe Fiasco type movement to me when I hear your music. It's not, it's like, and you're always saying something in your lyrics,
okay.
You know, so you're telling the story, and I can visualize your storyboard when I'm listening to your music. So, you know, I pay attention, you know what I mean? So I research majority of all of my artists when they come on the show. But Fame, what made you decide, what made you come up with that name Fame, though?
Honestly, this was before it got so, like, overused when I first came up with this name. Like, it may have been, like, 06 or something, or 07, and I was just like, it was a lot of names around. I couldn't come up with anything cool. It was just like, use your name. And then it was like, you. And then one day I think I saw like a rhyme or something, or I seen it somewhere. It may even been a movie that made me say it. It was something, but it wasn't, I didn't want it to just be a name. Like, it couldn't just be Fame. So it was actually an acronym that stands for Finally Achieving My Excellence.
Outstanding.
So, but I just wanted something that sounded, you know, catchy when you heard it and meant something, but you know, fast 4 years later, it's Fame everywhere. So that's why if you see my tags, it's Fame as Hip Hop for everything. Like, everything that I'm attached to is Fame as Hip Hop, because that's how you find me.
You got a project called this King, is it called King Ish?
Well, my debut project was Too Busy Dreaming.
Okay.
My next single release that it's done, we just haven't released it yet, it's called King.
Okay,
King,
yeah.
Personally,
I try to keep it PG,
okay.
But you can drop a little something.
You know, it's King. It's and it's off my next project entitled Pieces of a King, in which I still haven't got a beat from this guy to the right.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna plead the fifth on that one. But you definitely got a lot of good things and good vibe, and it's great because all of you guys got this like vibe. It's like, so we're gonna have to do this little cipher going on right now in a few minutes. So, what should we look out for? Videos, anything, shows, what's coming up?
I just had a show. I did a show with Santa Claus, which is actually an organization, Safe Shores. They actually help sexually abused kids. And I know they help, Santa Claus helps across the board, but it's my boy Mo Better. And, he does a lot. He does a lot of work that's, you know, just humanitarian type work, and he does a lot of things for the community. So they had a show where 15% of everything purchased at the bar and everything went to goes to Santa Claus,
mm-hmm.
you know, to their yearly a yearly point they try to meet. So that was last Friday. And I have some shows in the works. Like, nothing is solid right now, but I am getting ready to gear up to do some videos and just work. Like, my next project, like, if you listen to stuff on Too Busy Dreaming, it's different. It's different. It's a lot more aggressive. Like you said, I have a lot of the hip-hop smooth type of flows, or it's a lot more edge in this one. Like,
oh, okay.
It wasn't that I couldn't do it on that one. I was just in that creative space at that time. It was a different period of time in my life, so that was for me. That first project, which...
Was you in love?
No. The CD doesn't...
Was you bummed up?
No. I was in love with the music. I mean,
okay.
It was the only thing keeping me sane in that.
That was a safe answer.
In that period of time, I mean, if you listen to it, it's clearly going to show I wasn't in love. I mean, I wasn't like, you know, it's not one of those projects, but it was a conceptual project from beginning to end. It was just kind of like how dreams start, and then the things you deal with trying to chase it all the way to, you know, where it ends. It's like at the end, I fell asleep at the door and started dreaming some more. Like, it just doesn't stop. So, and that's where I am right now. So my next project is a lot more aggressive, because I feel like the first go around, you know, I got a lot of, you know, good blog postings and a lot of people paid attention, but not as many as I wanted. And I think it has a lot to do with sometimes they just, you got to be a little aggressive for them. Like, they just kind of sleep on you a little bit when you're not, like, up in their face, like, ah, you know, I really can do this. Right? So, this go around is going to be different. It's definitely a much better sound because I've grown as an artist. So
definitely, and I think I have definitely a song in here from you. That, and I'm gonna go ahead and play. It's called First Step.
The First Step.
Yeah, the First Step, and it has a little profanity in it because we didn't get a clean version. So I'm going to go.
I wasn't aware. I had clean ones on tuck for you. I was not aware at all.
But, I mean, it's all good. We're going to go ahead and play this one. I excuse you because I like your music. So you get a pass on this one.
Right.
First Step, and we're going to be right back with your boy Fame. And we got your man Trey. And we got your man. I got to make sure I say. I'm going to say Del Fresco because I'm messing it up. Because I'm saying Casito. Casito in the building.
You gotta say it like Scarface, though.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna go ahead and play this song for Fame, and we'll be right back, and we're gonna go ahead and get into this ill cipher, baby. Y'all know what it is.
The first step said to be the heart. The last move usually started the smart. I look a man in his eyes to see where his heart is, only to find out most of these niggas are heartless. I should have been going the hardest. Instead, I sat back, being so overly modest. Watching these other niggas act like they the best that did it. LOL, you gotta be fucking kidding. Half the shit I spit off the top, better than what they've written. They all slept on me. Overlook me, counting me out, can't even fathom about. Life almost counting me out, tell me what your shit about. All fabricated, all exaggerated, all fallacy. Oh man, I'm glad you made it. My shit, all crazy, all wild, all real, all life, all me, oh wow. And still I can manage to smile, through all the ups and downs. Down and out, rest in peace, I rank. Let's show him what your son about. Ref get up to 9, I said, fuck, ain't no counting me out. Jason Camp, Crystal Lake, I'm about to kill shit. They musically, you paraplegic, you can't feel shit. Canal Street swag, leave you asking for the real shit. How can I fold? They ain't got a deck to deal with. The shit I seen in my life they couldn't deal with. Pursue the happiness, so I am legend. Will Smith, money ain't important. What the fuck you pay your bills with? I'm about my paper, nigga. I be on my knees, shit. When you get that money, that's when everybody needs shit. Niggas talk shit and take it back like they ain't mean shit. My shit is extreme, these niggas be on they mean shit. When you become gangster, okay, now you on your mean shit. Guess that's why your music trash and it don't really mean shit. Okay, let me get up on this mean shit, I mean shit. I be on my dipset shit, nigga, I really mean it. You experience your life, you ain't never seen shit. Let me take a breather on them. Am I tripping? Feel like I just had a seizure on them. I was on this track again, spit it again, amnesia on them. Better than you thought I was. Now ain't no need to inform them. Ain't no need for shaking hands. This meeting here's informal. Pull up to the gate. Black Tux trying to meet it informal. Like take me to your leader, bitch. I heard she doing more dirty. Can't nobody lead it, bitch. Open the door. Fuck him about the indoor. Take the stairs all the way up to the balcony floor. Two options. Do I knock or just kick in the door? Door on the floor. Pistol out like I'm ready for war. That's when I heard a voice say, nigga, what you here for? Nigga, what you here for? Nigga, what you here for?
Hello, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building. We was over here having conversations. We're live in the building. We all the way live. And, yeah, that was definitely a dope song from your man, Fame. Fame, do you have any advice for the youth out there that's trying to get into the industry?
Honestly, I think that my advice to the youth is to just, when you want something, like, don't be discouraged by, like, your, you know, your peers. I don't want to say your parents because I don't want you going home telling your parents, like, no, you can't. But what I'm saying is
don't get a beating.
Yeah, I would just hope that, you know, that a lot of the parents were more encouraging in what their kids want to do, because it's like a lost generation, because you get streamlined to do what they think should be something you should be doing, and then you're not happy with it. And then you end up going to college, majoring in something you didn't want to major in. And then, you know, Ye said it a long time ago. This has been happening, but I was a victim of this. Like, you know, you go, and then you're there, and you're like, oh, I don't know why I'm doing this. Like, why am I here? Because they said you should do it, you know?
Exactly.
And then you're like, but I really love music. Now I got to do this and this. So I just think that I'm definitely for college. I'm definitely for education, especially not even to make it a race thing, but in a, you know, an African-American community, just in general, because I think that we should be smarter and we should be more socially and economically aware of things around
us. Exactly.
So that we do know what's going on and know what we're getting ourselves into when we are entering into realms like entertainment, and it's not just tap dancing on, you know, and not know what's going on behind us. Like, I think you should be educated. But
exactly.
So I would just tell the youth to chase the dream and believe in yourself. And if you're hungry for it, you know, and it's something that you want, and if it's something like music, explain that to your parents, because do it young. Like, tell them, like, you know, mom, dad, like, look, I want to do music. Give me 2 or 3 years, and if it doesn't work out, you know, then I'll go to school then. And then what, you're 22? Like, you know,
wow.
I think they make you feel like you got to do it now, or it's not going to work. But I got people that go to college, graduate, and they don't make money for years, and they don't know what they're doing, and they waste a lot of years. So, you know, I would just say pursue your dreams and always, you know, always chase your passion. Like, whatever you're passionate in, do that.
Exactly. And right now, let's go ahead and drop us a beat, man. Drop us a beat. Hello? Yeah, so we're definitely going to go to a beat real quick, and we're gonna go ahead and get a freestyle going on.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Sam.
Yeah.
Huh?
Shout out to my boy Trey.
Don't kill him, man. Hey, we gon' get it in. We gon' get it in. My nigga Megan is big, yeah, he gon' get it in. We sit beside each other, came to win. I'm trying to get the fan. I'm trying to get the fan on the bar next to me. I'm trying to get this here. And now Kelly next to me. I love everybody next to me. We gon' get it, man. Fucking, especially to my mama. Who believe in a nigga like I ain't got nothing, like I'm home in the kitchen, like I'm still making his beats in the old back room, that old back room. When I was trying to go to school, I had the 808s knocking, but she knew I won't stop it. But
They're working hard to get the traffic here. I'm on a 9 to 5. I'm on that side of 9, set up a phone. But, you know, nigga came to get that dough. I say nigga, cause I mean a nigga, nigga, let's go, like.
Yeah. This little boy KC, though. Young Yeezy, he get it on those beats, though. Now let me flip it with a free flow. More like a freestyle. Still got my freestyle. Been wild from 1636. Girl Street, you see it when they was pumping nicks. I was the dude with the book bag and I was going to class. And this is just me. Wait. So crazy when you give me tracks. And this is me, you had to bring it back. I'm in position to win it. I gotta get it. You put me in the position, I'm gonna get it. Look, flow crazy. Now let me switch it up. I'm in the same position. They had to pick me up. I did too busy dreaming. I had to freestyle. Wait.
Flow switching the brand. I had to freestyle. I went to school, man. Missing for a while. But never tried missing. And yeah, I favor twisting. I'm back in it. Like, I'm back in it. I'm in
focus. Stay focused. I hope they notice. I gotta get it. They bogus. A lot of these artists you never notice. They keep on fitting. I tell them they gotta notice. This dude is never written up.
It's great to win. It's in the way I'm in. It's no pots, nigga. It's all spots, nigga. That man, I ain't on the day on the block.
No. At the top of my mental.
No. Whoa. Oh, switch it up. Yeah. I like that.
So soulful, don't you agree? Shout out to Fame, man. We gonna keep it going.
Hey. I'ma make it sound so poetic. And I can do this, man, I'm so poetic. I need that chick like Marshall from Flow With You to get on my tracks and just show me how I'm going at it. Cause I'm the best I ever seen sometimes. And I don't care, man, I've seen it in my dreams, I rhyme. And I'm the type of dude you see and just you look over. Give a second look and then you pissed that you looked over. Pardon profanity. You know when you spittin', this thing is like a gift. And I'm just standing on the mantle. This is my place that I can speak it, man. I hope I got a voice for the people just to hear me, man. Cause this ain't no secret, man. And we just do this like we living. We don't live forever, so we do this, please forgive us. We chasing after dreams and we chasing after things that we really don't need, but we really do want them. Cause we come from a place where we really never had it ish. You know we came from some sad ish. Yeah. See, we came from that trash ish, that back block, shoot, creep, back stop, like.
And I came from the country. But you can't take nothing from me, cause I'm in the city, made it here, clean in my underwear. I ain't had nothing, but I ain't even can care. Cause I got it like I'm supposed to get it, like my mama told me I would, but I could. I mean, I just chase the dream and I could. I mean, I look at me now, oh boy, I'm good. I got some bitches on my feet, and I'm up in the club. I got the table, take a seat, girl. Sip a little bit, I mean, take a little seat, girl. Hit a little bit, I mean, I don't get high, but fuck it. If you like it, it's no lie, cause I got it. I'm not fly, cause I got it, I'm the pilot. And you must have forgot it. I came here, old cousin nigga went to college. I'm educated,
Yeah.
And we're gonna do it live.
And we're gonna do it like. One more.
We're gonna do it live.
So I came into this game like, man, somebody turn the lights on. See, I swear they can't see me, but I might glow the way that I do it. It's like a genie. Look, I stepped and put position. And let me switch the beat. I got the flow. I'm in transition. I'm switching with the beat. He got the MPC behind me. Maybe it's a machine. Yeah, I mean, it's a machine, so I'm just trying to spit it like I get it. I never did lose it, but I remember the days rocking fitted. Then we smitched it to the snapbacks, and we switched it to the shotbacks, and we still here. I'm just here to bring that strap back, that flow back. Same dude doing like way back. I go back to 2008, man. I had that type of spit game that could have got me on with Wale and everybody else that was doing their damn thing. See, but life got in the way, and that's just how it goes. And I've been switching flows, and I'm still switching clothes, and I'm just finding styles, and it's just been a while, so I'm still here, too busy dreaming, man, I'm so sincere, and this is pieces of a king, I give you pieces of my dreams, I give you pieces of my schemes, as I'm interwilling through the city, big willing, switching lanes, 95, catching Lanham on the exit just to do the radio show.
Hey,
radio show.
Hey,
and we here like,
nice radio show.
We here like,
hey. Tap me on the shoulder, I'm ready to go. Hold up, I ain't ready to go. I got a flow cause they wanna hear it. I'ma give them everything from my soul to my skin to my spirit. Young nigga,
I got it because I wanna get it. I mean, I did it just to get a couple digits. I got my bag of chicken. That's what I like to do. I'm saying you, I'm just you with another attitude. Cause I don't know how to keep it legit. Instead of get on this mic and I spit, and I get it, just how I live, and I talk it, just how I live. You can walk into my club, you see gookies up in my closet, I'm me, make a deposit on me. You know I figure, huh? Yeah. I'm gonna know that you gon' figure, huh?
They say don't go against the grain, but when you growing up with pain, it's like you go against your brain. It's like I'm going insane, like, man, it's so hard not to curse. But I'm just here, I'm giving verses. This is just how I am doing. So many left in those hearses. Family members, brothers and sisters, you never understand that pain until you see it in your face. Man, look, but let me change my pace. And I'm the same dude doing this. I'm spitting from my soul. It's like a soul plane, purple. You don't understand, man. My soul, man, is pertinent. But you gotta,
yo.
You got, hold up.
Yo, it's your girl, Lucy Lush, live in the building, man. That was the Air Freestyle. BET, where you at? They need to be on the phone for stop playing games, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all already know what it is. They count that. They did that. DJ Clips in the building. They did that. DJ Clips, your feedback on that right there. How you feel about that cypher? I ain't wanna hurt him, though. I don't wanna get in on it. Hey. Yo, you know he was good sex when he hit him with the hands like this, but he was like, yo, what's wrong with that?
And he was holding his hand. That's like trying to ride your bike without handlebars. I had to,
I like to say, yo, the flow was crazy. It was bananas. I mean, my man is killing the beats. It was just murdering the track, man. Real talk.
I
seen him hitting the buttons. Man. Like, what?
He over there going off.
He was like, this. I'm
trying to knock him out washing his hands. I'm like,
nigga's making a hit.
Real talk, man. I'm feeling like we just recorded a song out this joint, son. Yeah, instant hits, you know. That's Radio Online. We live in the building, man. You know, we gonna talk about that. Is that all right? Maybe we could do a mixtape.
Hey, that's cool, man.
I'm doing.
As long as it's cool, man.
I'm always about creating.
Hey, we should do it. Exclusive beats, ill MCs, and some of my ill favorite interviews with some of the greatest, from Kid Capri and many more, on a mixtape. So let's do this. Yeah, you already heard it. We're going to make it official. It's your girl, Lexi. That's live in the building, man. And some other recaps in the building. No Good Deed came out recently, right? Any of y'all check out the movie?
I haven't checked it out yet.
It's just Alba, and I think it was. It looks like it's a good movie. I'll give a review later on. But we also have Addicted coming out soon, October the 10th. Zane, and they're also going to be doing another party feature in the movie hosted by Boris Kojo, the after party, and that's going to be at Gallery Place, and Zane's going to be in the building. We're going to be in there also. So it's a lot of things that's going on. So and also, big shout-out to Quan Lee TV, my man in New York, my dude, you know, and DJ Hustle out in Cali, my other correspondent out in L.A., but shout out to Quan Lee. He got nominated from Best Website for Independent Artist and BYC Promo for the Underground Hip Hop Awards. So big shout out to them, you know what I'm saying, for everything that they're doing for the indie artist community. You know, DJ Hustle is doing his thing on TV, red carpets, and that's my dude, you know what I'm saying? I got his back like a T-shirt, you heard? We in the building. That's Radio Online. And, you know, female hip hop honors, I mean, from Sparky D. I mean, to see my idol, you know, the brat face to face, Charlie Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? And to see Sparky D, you know, Medusa, DJ Ice, that was my homie from back in the day when he was rocking with Busy B. Busy B, my BFF, you know what I'm saying? From him all the way to, it was DJ Tracy Steele, Tori Hart, Kevin Hart's ex-wife. She beautiful. I don't even know why he even. She's beautiful, but anyway, it was her. It was so many.
Tammy from Basketball Wives. Who else? We had Rodney Perry was there. Let me tell you something. Adina Howard looked good back in the day. Looking at her now, she blows herself from back in the day out the water. She is fine. She was dropping in love with like 6-inch heels at 40. And she looked good. She looked good. So shout out to her. Rodney Perry, yeah, shout out to him. And, I plead the fifth because she's my sister now. So I plead the fifth. I'm not disclosing any of that stuff. And also, shout out to, also besides Adina Howard, shout out to Mocha Styles, which is Music Soul Child's publicist. That's my homegirl, my ace Boom Coon. And we're going to definitely have him coming through soon. And, you know, he did a great job, a.k.a. The Hustle. That's his new brand. It's not that he always has different alter egos, but in this new staging, he wants to do more of, like, turn up, but yet it's still good music at the same time. So he got the backup dancers and everything going on with the little hat. I was like, somebody asked me, was he banging? I was like, no, so he's not banging. He just, that's his style, you know. So shout out to Music Soul Child, a.k.a. The Hustle. And he's definitely a great guy. We were able to meet him up close and personal. So he was definitely a great dude. So, and Sammy grew up. I thought he was Usher for a second. I was like, oh, he got grills in his mouth and everything. Greg Waynes, he was funny. He was definitely, shout out to him. It was a lot of wonderful people there. And Shad did a wonderful job, Ernest Jackson, PR, all the PR publicists that were out there. It was a great event. And a special thanks to our guests tonight, these wonderful young men that came together to do some wonderful music.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's an honor having you. I love good music and I love good artists, and I like artists that are humble. Because a lot of artists, you know, they just act like you just owe them something. What's up with that, man? They come and be like, yo, son, I'm the hottest out here in the super galactic galaxy. I'm like, yo, what?
I mean, that's how you're supposed to be, though, right? I mean, you got to think you're the hottest. That's not what you're in it for.
Not when you're producing garbage music. I'm throwing it flushing it down the toilet.
That confidence, you can have that, but you damn sure got to be standing on top of some incredible work.
Exactly. And I come from the old school where I used to actually listen to lyrics. And, you know, for me to even say, yo, I like your music, I mean, it's like that. To me, that's a lot because I don't really like everybody's music. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Tupac, Biggie fan. You know what I'm saying? Common, Talib Kweli, Lupe Fiasco.
Like, you don't like half of what you hear.
Yeah, I don't like none of this stuff. I'm like, all they do is take a track, two or three words. Like, okay, let me ask y'all real talk. Somebody tell me, I will give you, next time y'all come in, I will give you $50 cash. If you can tell me what this guy is saying, Rich Homie Quan, and my lifestyle. What is he saying? Somebody tell me that right now.
I don't know.
Exactly. You're lost, too. Even the children I ask don't know what he's saying.
Hey, real talk, I seen an Instagram. I seen an Instagram clip. He did, like, a little event or whatever. And it was just, like, all the kids, like,
yo, real talk.
Man.
That's the only thing I hear. I'm like, the only thing is lifestyle. The track is hot, but I mean, I don't know. Quick question. This is kind of deep for me. It's like, okay, what you guys produce actually real music, right? How does it feel to you while artists are getting on and they're just producing whatever?
To me, it's motivating, man. I'm highly motivated by people who have more success that are less talented than me. I don't be salty. I'm hands off to everybody. You know what I'm saying? You had to hustle to get to where you at, but for me, it's motivating.
I think it's room for everybody. Like, they're on, but people like it. You know, somebody's supporting it. So,
Bird, Super Mario?
The music that they're making, you know, somebody likes it, whether it's the club or whether. And another thing I've learned, and I hate to say this because it brings us back to the community, it's so many uneducated people that they appreciate that
because
that's what they understand. Like, I'm gonna say something, I'm gonna use a word, and they're gonna be like, I don't even, one word they don't understand, I'm Common. That's who I am now.
Exactly.
Because they just, what? He's like Common in them.
Exactly.
Why? Because it's an uneducated word. Like, it's not like I'm beating you over the head with an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
I just chose a different word, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I noticed that if you just get on the track and you're saying that the most dumbed down stuff, they love it because they understand it. And that's
exactly
the saddest part. It's not that, you know, dumb it down. Because
but it's the consumer that is accepting this. So if the consumer is like, so we're going to keep on sending music that doesn't make sense. And, you know, for the older crowd, you have to deal with it. Because, Sandra, we were at L.A. And we had a discussion, and they said actually Russell Simmons has a group of like 35 artists. He's just having them in a row. So basically they just got to keep doing songs, and whoever has a hit is the next one up.
Wow.
They just got like a group of them. Because it's like they don't even know how to keep up anymore, because it's not like before when you could have one song and it'll rock. Now it's like you got a new artist. I mean, Bobby Smyrna, he came out of nowhere.
Yep.
One song.
That's the worst possible way to get on the music.
How much was his deal?
Like 2.5?
I think. And then what, he got knocked up. Did he get locked up? I forgot. Or he was about to get locked up.
He got locked up after
Hot.
Drop.
Yeah.
For gun cuffs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my man.
Oh, you right. You better than me. You better than me. I'm jealous, yes. You better than me.
No, so it's really about, you know, about technology.
Yeah, for real.
Exactly. They had
the next one up has to come through. Somebody's going to hit that hit, push to the back.
Exactly.
Keep on hustling, keep on pushing.
The instant gratification society.
Oh,
right now.
Exactly. Oh, my God. You hit it right there on the head. Exactly. Exactly.
I think that's why it's important for artists, especially underground artists, to build like an organic fan base, because
uh-huh.
you don't have to have the hit. They're going to love you. They're going to come
exactly.
sell out 930 Club and everything. Every time you're in town, Howard Theater is going to be packed because they with you, hit or not. They just
mm-hmm.
believe in you. But that hit, you're here today, gone tomorrow, because sometimes when you come out, it's hard to live up to the hit. It doesn't mean you're not a great artist.
Exactly.
Look at Mim, This Is Why I'm Hot. The dude had lyrics underneath of This Is Why I'm Hot, but This Is Why I'm Hot was
the
track that blew up, and everybody, when feet started talking about Nefertiti and stuff, they was like, dude, that's not why we like you.
But you have to have a hit. You have to have your hits ready, because look at your man Trinidad James. It was a rap.
The hit was too big for him. That's what I mean. Like this Bobby Smyrna one.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I mean, I think it all goes into what you really want. Like, do you want to be that one-hit wonder? Are you in it for the love? Do you want to be in it for the long haul? And I mean, it's all an art, man. You sit here and talk about it all day, but it's all an art. That's how that person was feeling.
Exactly.
Like my man said, the Casito said, like, I'm not going to knock nobody, the next person's, like, song or hit or whatever. That's what he wanted, obviously. But it's like, you got to stay true to yourself. What do you really want as an artist? What do you really want as somebody that makes music?
Exactly.
Do you want more? Do you want that longevity? Do you want fans that's going to stick by you?
Exactly.
Or do you want that one hit wonder because you want Instagram doing a little dance?
Real tough. That's real. And I mean, I said, Bobby Smyrna, he didn't plan on, he wasn't
he was just
in the
playing
house.
Around.
He
was
yeah. So it's like he came up off that. So that's.
No, because
like,
you know, the gods, the goddesses of the Beyonce land did the dance, and he was officially stamped after that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and Diddy had to let you know, yeah, that's his.
No, it was, but you know who did it before him, though?
Before Diddy?
Before Diddy? Uh-oh. Elmo did it.
I need footage. I
got footage, son. I got footage. Elmo did it before. My homegirl sent it to me yesterday. She said Elmo did it first, and I said, real talk. The joint where he went to outer space.
Oh,
he hit the dance.
Oh, I seen a little video.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Give Elmo credit.
About to be the latest meme. I got a question, though, for my boy Sam. How does that make you feel when you see somebody like Bobby Smyrna making off a little dance like that, and you know, like, in the back of your mind, you might not say it, but you know this cat got half as much talent as you do.
You know what? I like it, though, because uh-huh. at the end of the day, he's coming from out Brooklyn. It's rough out there, and he came up. You know, he's out there trying to stay out of trouble, and if he made a song and now he's going on tour to just see different places and he's not out there on his block, I love it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really bother me so much because, like I said, I mean, I didn't blow him up. The people did. They liked it. So, you know, my crowd is going to like me. Like, yeah, naturally,
okay.
I'm like, man, like, I know I can rap better than all of these people.
Yeah,
but at the
exactly.
end of the day, it's something I got to do to
exactly.
make them pay attention to me. So I can't knock it. And plus, I don't even really dance, and that song come on, and I'm trying to do everything.
But you know, the thing about it is in New York, because I'm originally from New York, and just like New York was kind of dry at the moment.
Yeah.
So for artists coming out of New York and just set the whole world on blaze was like, that was an accomplishment because it was dry. Nobody was really getting money out there.
One is from here that goes by the name of G2, but my boy Nikon from Queens, and he's about to do something serious in New York, and I don't think people understand it yet.
Okay, well, you got to send us some of the music. But big shout-out to my boy Ransom. I call him the King of Jersey. He's about to drop his album at the end of the month. It's about to go down. And you know what? We're going to have him live on the show, and he's going to be doing this thing. So for all of y'all artists out there, you know, just keep your head up. Keep doing what you do, man. And, you know, it all starts with an idea. You can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea. A movement is a movement, man. People might talk mess. They might say you'll never do it, but if you keep the faith, I'm the living testimony. I started Lush Radio Online out of my pocket. You heard me? And nobody had faith in me. They wouldn't let me get on regular radio. But look, I went to L.A. and got an award. You heard? I got 2 awards, and I got another award from Black Wall Street, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game, you know? It's not a game, and, you know, I'm humble. You know, God only can determine where your destination is going to be. Only God. Nobody else can dictate what you're going to do. If you believe it, you can do it. And there's so many different aspects in industry now that you can touch because of the fact that social media has evened the playing field for people now. You can become an overnight success. You can become a legend. You can become whatever you want to be as long as you have faith and you work hard for it and get this money. Get this paper. Do what you do. I don't want to be a star. I want to be a legend, and I hope you do too. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, and I want to shout out all my wonderful gentlemen that were live in the building. And you know what? Stay up to Lush Radio Online at www.lushradioonline.com. And my girl Sandra, M-A-E-2-K, Granville Jones, and, you know, you already know what it is. Deja Vu Records Entertainment. I saw Deja Vu out in L.A. I said, yeah, I saw. I was like, man, you all like mad clubs over there, Granville. God. But we live in the building, Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Micheline Bowman. She's a wonderful person. And, guys, and also Rhonda Supreme. She has a show in New Jersey. And all you guys, and also DJ Eclipse in the building, can you guys go ahead and tell your social media networks real quick, for them real quick?
I go by the name of Trey Live, TRE_Live, on Instagram and Twitter, TreyLive.com, or either you can Google me at TRE LIVE.
I go by Fame Is Hip Hop, that's FameIsHiphop. That's Fame Is Hip Hop, all things Fame Is Hip Hop on Twitter, Fame Is Hip Hop. Instagram, Facebook, FamousHipHop.com, YouTube, yeah, all that.
And Casito Del Fresco, that's CASITODELFRESCO. Casito Del Fresco, that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, the whole spiel.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people because we are the people's voice, man. Life may throw you a curveball, but understand you are always in control of the direction it goes in. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Keep it greasy like them girls with them booties, man. Jennifer Lopez and Iggy, check it out. We in the building. Let's Radio Online. And I want you to go send me off, DJ Clips.
I just let you know real quick, your man's phone is vibing real quick.
Super
Mario? It's about 2 blocks up from the Williams Ball. It's in Silver Spring, though, but it's 11300 Georgia Ave, right on Georgia Ave. You know, you're new artists to come out and do their thing, so by all means, if you want to come through and sit, let me know. All right? So we definitely going to holler.
Definitely.